This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
What's your number one concern rolling, or what number one Cowboys question? It doesn't have to be a concern, although I guess the nature of the question would lead to that. What's your number one Cowboys question rolling into training camp? 877-881-1053. Now, on Friday, we will do the Welcome to Training Camp news conference. You can hear that right here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Saturday, Jason Garrett will have his first news conference, and then that will be the first practice as well. And you will have wave after wave of 105.3 The Fan shows there. We are not allowed there because we're not allowed to leave the state because of pending legal matters. Yeah.
Huh?
You all would all come out in court, Colby. We'll be vindicated. We will be exonerated. So then the practices continue from there, and they will roll all the way up till Saturday, August 17th, the Cowboys game in Honolulu against the Rams. But in the meantime, plenty of questions. Doesn't matter whatever team you got, there's going to be questions. So I wanted to know, what are people's number one question for the Cowboys rolling into this? From the 972, is Dak going to throw bombs down the field this year? Is that one of your questions? Like, I would love to say, oh yeah, but my answer is definitely, oh no.
You think it's, oh no, because they're hoping.
Me too.
Their question is that, are we going to now schematically get receivers open so that Dak will just let the ball go?
And I feel like more apt in that question, or what's wrapped up in that question, is will the Cowboys have explosive plays this season? Right? Like,
yeah.
Maybe it's not just throwing it down the field, but plays that, and I guess that's one of the major ones, ways to do it, but like, will there be plays that get you chunk yardage as opposed to the 4 yards in a cloud of dust type approach that the Cowboys have been so prone to?
I'm going to use the word hope a lot, I have a feeling, with some of these answers, but my gut instinct would be no. Like, I really do hope that that's how it goes down. But my thought process is some things will change, more things will stay the same, and this is not going to become an explosive play, bomb-based offense. I absolutely hope I'm wrong, because the success of the explosive play, I think, is absolutely linked with your general success in a game of football. But I don't think that's going to be the case. From our buddy Paul, will Jason Witten make it all year? That, I think, is an emphatic yes. And the reason being is that I just don't think Jason Witten came back. I mean, he might have thought he's better than he really is, but I don't think he came back and is going to miss time.
Well, do you feel like it's a good thing if Witten, quote-unquote, makes it all year?
Didn't say that.
Right? Because
definitely didn't say that.
I'm not even talking about, like, availability. I feel like who is playing at tight end should probably change at some point during the season. You should have a tight end that you feel comfortable about, that you feel better about than, you know, no disrespect intended, or maybe some disrespect intended.
No, I mean, there clearly is.
Old-ass Jason Witten, right? Like, you should have one of these
guys.
How are
you going to say no disrespect intended?
I backed it up with some disrespect intended. But, yeah, like, you should have one of these guys who shows out enough that you feel like, okay, this is our tight end now. Thanks, Jason. We appreciate you. We appreciate you helping us be a stopgap and holding it down for so many years. But now we have this guy who we need to build through. And if that's not the case, isn't that a problem?
Yes, that is absolutely a problem. Between you and me, I do not believe that the organization views it as a problem at all.
You know, I guess this goes along with, of course, what my question is going into training camp. It goes along with the, is he going to throw bombs? How's this offense going to look? How's this offense going to look with Kellen Moore? Is there going to be significant changes? Are there going to be a lot more motion heading into a route? Are Cowboys fans do watch, you know, watch the games? Are they going to be able to tell you what play they're about to run? Because if they're doing it, then you know defenses are doing it. Is there going to be enough change to cause the offense to actually look more like what other offenses look like, or is this going to look like the same Jason Garrett run offense just with a different mind behind it?
That's what I think. Again, we told you Hope would be a player, and here we are. I hope that is not the case, but I think it's overwhelmingly likely is that you will get that different wrinkle here and there, or you will get that more motion play or that jet sweep looking play that's not always set up the exact same way. That's so frustrating when you see that person move on the line like that. You're right. Like, it's going to clearly be a jet sweep. I think you will see some bits and pieces of that, but not enough that you or most people would classify it as significant change. I really don't.
I do want, and this is something that noticing by watching the film, that the difference between the game that we suppose that Kellen Moore was calling, which was the Giants game, and anything else that Linehan was doing, was that the middle of the field was open for business. For that one game against the Giants, the middle of the field was open for business at that point, to which if you watch any film with Linehan in control of Dak Prescott, or if it was Jason Garrett's call and that was his offense and that's the reason why Linehan presented like that, I don't know. I'm not in that far into the room. But the middle of the field was never an option for Jason Garrett. It was for Tony Romo. It was there for, you know, if he wanted to the T route that Witten runs, that was open, but mostly for Dak Prescott, that was not open. And I think that's because that was the area of the field that is also the most interception prone because of how many defensive players are there. And so I hope that this time that the middle of the field is open for Dak Prescott to recognize and throw to.
From the 817, which two players will the Cowboys pay? Now, Dallas Morning News put out their list of the top five questions going into training camp. Number one on the board is contracts.
Okay.
Because you're looking at it from the perspective of Dak, Zeke, Amari Cooper. I mean, like, outside of the people in the trench, the people in the trenches, the three most notable names on the Cowboys, right?
I would think so. Yeah.
And then the specter looming right after that of, you know, Byron Jones. Then soon enough, it'll be Jalen Smith's turn. And so, now there are contract questions galore. And I did kind of like the idea that, you know, Fish and had been pitching out to us is it's kind of a first come, first serve deal. Like the first person who rolls up and is willing to do like what they have determined is best by the team is the person who will get signed. Like I don't have any question. I really don't. That right now, Amari Cooper could get a 5-year, $80 million contract.
Okay.
I really don't, because at $16 million per, that's going to be under what the new bar is set for wide receiver. And the question, of course, would be, well, why would he want to do that? Well, exactly. And so that's why he hasn't. But if he did, I think they can get that knocked out tomorrow. Same thing with Dak Prescott. If he would do 5 years, $150 million, be done tomorrow. Same thing with Zeke. If he did a 2-year, $36 million contract, be done tomorrow. You know, but like that's the thing is you don't want to be the person that undersells themselves, right? You know, Dak Prescott's looking at all the quarterback money and thinking, oh, my God, if I can get us anywhere, I'm going to back up the money truck. Same thing with Amari Cooper. He's waiting to see, is Michael Thomas really going to get $20 million, $21 million? If he does, then I can absolutely ask for five for 95.
And that's on the individual front, assuming that the players just want the cash, which I know can sometimes be vilified.
Sure.
The agents as well, you don't want to be the agent that neglected to set the market.
That's a really...
You're always shopping for that next job, too.
That's a really good point. Sometimes the only reason I say it from that perspective is, and I know this is easier said than done, is if push came to shove, I think that the athlete could say, yeah, you work for me. And I want the deal done now. I think that that could happen, but no, you're absolutely right. The agent is not sitting there with Amari Cooper and going, I don't know, man. I kind of think you should sign now. What if we get no money? Like, that's not going to happen. He's going to go, look, Julio is about to get a new deal. Michael Thomas is about to get a deal. And these prices, they don't go down. So let's just sit tight for just a second and we'll make all the money. So I do agree with you. There's no reason to, we have to sign right now.
From the, I answer this from the 817 real quick? From the 817 on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. So we're not going to act like Witten didn't just quit on us in the middle of the draft. I'm telling you.
Wow.
I'm telling you, Jason Witten saw that offer from Monday Night Football, walked into the locker room, saw all the turmoil that has happened, looked at the wide receivers that they had before they got Amari Cooper and all that, and said, well, they're not winning anything this year. Turned around,
wow.
Said, no, I'm going to sign this contract. Watched the team get put together, watched what the defense was doing, also was doing kind of bad in Monday Night Football, and he said, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back there because this team looks like it now has a chance to do something special, and I've got a chance to go get something special myself.
I choose to believe that because, rest assured, I believed it when it was the negative part, so I do like that. From the 210, will Jeff Heath understand how to take proper angles? No. From the 97, I mean, let's just be honest. Like, if it hasn't happened yet, it's not going to happen. From the 972, are we going to get turnovers on defense?
Big one. Big one.
That's the thing. If you ask any NFL expert whatsoever on turnovers, what is the difference between a great turnover team and a bad turnover team as far as a defense getting them? And most of them will tell you it's a funny shaped ball.
Yeah.
Most of them will tell you getting turnovers, it's just how the ball bounces.
I mean, I would be inclined to say probably not. And somebody asked, who the F is going to back Dak up? That is actually the number 5 question. Backup quarterback. You know, we talked about the guy out of South Dakota State that the Cowboys signed and will be cutting Allen Hurns for. A couple of the other questions we've kind of touched on. Kellen Moore, the number 2 question. Kellen Moore's first year as offensive coordinator. Number 3, the return of 2 key veterans, Jason Witten and Travis Frederick. I have to admit, I am shocked that there is not more discussion and questions about what is Travis Frederick going to be. I am hoping for nothing but the best. It just seems kind of weird to me that everyone just said, well, you know, he's got his strength back and we're good to go. Like, there is nothing else around that makes you nervous, because I am nervous, Colby.
I am not, because he said he's good. Let's go.
Okay.
He said he's good. Let's go.
All right. I hope you're right about that. And then the number 4 question, the impact of Randall Cobb and Robert Quinn. So probably the 2 biggest additions that the Cowboys made in the offseason. How is that going to work?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.